radio 212, complex.
DPS, go. Inco, go. PUS, go. Surgeon, go. Booster, go. Copy that, we have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Talking Sound podcast, coming to you from Austin, Texas. I am Chris Jordan, your host. Today, I am most pleased to have this guest on, and most inspired to have this guest on. Our guest today is a young actor, writer, director, Austin Fox. This is a young man who, at the age of 12 years old, has had the volition in life to actively become a screenwriter, as well as producer director of his own short film entitled Mom. Please welcome to the Talking Sound podcast, Austin Fox. How are you today, Austin?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. May I say, you are officially the record setter for the youngest guest that we have had on Talking Sound so far.
Another record set. I'll keep going.
Well, welcome to the show. Like I said beforehand, this is a pretty light conversation, but the reason I wanted to have you on was when I heard that there was a 12-year-old out there as someone who worked with youth for years. Most people, by the time that they're 18, haven't quite figured out what they want to do in life. You know, they're normally on some path of discovery that they'll figure out by the time they hit 25. Yet here you are at the age of 12, resolved enough in your talent and in your skill to say, not only can I write for the screen, but I can direct as well. And that to me is just amazing and phenomenal. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself, how it was that you came into the field of acting, and what brought you to want to write and direct for the screen, Austin?
Well, what got me fascinated in acting was really seeing these people on TV and seeing them act out an entire scene and yet be there in a moment. That really fascinated me, and I thought, what if I did that? What if I was the one making the scene? What if I was the one presenting the, well, scene to the audience? Yeah, and making them think it's real. And knowing my dad has been in this business for a while, I really thought he could certainly get me into it. So I asked him, and he got me into some classes at Barazon after taking, like, classes there for 6 months. I entered one of their competitions, won second place, and eventually signed with my current agent, Don Landrum.
That's what I love is the fact that you went to your father for advice, who is obviously been in the industry a little bit, and were like, hey, I'm interested in doing this. What do I do to get into that? And that is exactly what this show is about. Like, that's that I asked somebody at some point, like, how do I do that? So it was so nice for you to be able to go to your father to answer that question, like, how do I go about stepping foot on this journey? How long have you been acting now, Austin?
I'd say I've been acting since I was, doing mostly modeling since I was little. I did a few things, but I never really got into acting till I was about 11. And that's kind of when I really thought, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. This is what I enjoy doing, and this is what I'm going to pursue.
Wow, and like I said, doggedly pursuing as well. Like, you are, like I said before the show, I spend time researching most of my guests before I have them on, so I'm familiar with their oeuvre, you know, their body of work and what they've done. And I'm here to tell you, folks, at the age of 12, Austin has an acting resume easily as complex as most adult actors I know, as far as range of things he has played and done and parts that he has been in. And the fact that you decided to move yourself into the realm of writing, what was it that made you want to take that step to start crafting your own stories, your own worlds, Austin?
Really, the moment kind of came up when I would be listening to the news, and I would hear all this stuff about what is happening to these kids at the border. And that's kind of why I thought, when I got into a conversation with my dad, what if there was a movie about a boy and their mom dies, but instead of them being suffering and taken away, the oldest son is forced to take care of them while the mom's dead. So basically, he takes the role of mom. Hence the name of the movie I wrote, Mom.
Yeah, and an extraordinarily deep topic for a 12-year-old to write a short film about. Some people, and, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people write poetry, a lot of people write songs, Austin. And whenever you hear a topic like that, so many parents would actively get worried. You know, like, why isn't my 12-year-old wanting to write the next Hobbit? You know, why isn't he writing a fantasy movie? You know, why isn't he writing an animated classic? Something like that. Instead, he's going to write this short film about a mother who dies and this kid who has to take care of his family. It's like, wow. The fact that your father encourages you in this is one of the most beautiful things in the world. Can I just say, it's absolutely amazing. Corey Fox, folks, go check out his work as well. And the fact that you have the maturity at the age of 12 to tackle a topic like this, Austin, is what's more impressive than anything. Most 12-year-olds, they're, like I said, their brain would not go to such places. Being the background that you've had, playing the parts that you've played, movies, stage, all kinds of things. Is it better for you to have that experience to lean on, do you think? Do you find that you draw some of your writing from your experience from other films and everything else, or is it more of a blank slate whenever you started writing?
Well, first of all, thank you for all the kind stuff you said. And second, I'll say some of what I came up with for the movie did come from other films or maybe some experience. Most of it came from what I heard from the news and necessarily the drama online and all this. You just can't miss it.
Yeah.
Especially kids being so young, they get into drama all the time and hear this stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty prevalent out there in our society right now. So for you to be covering such a hard-hitting issue is fantastic. What was it like for you to step foot behind the lens and actively direct people and ask actors to fulfill your vision of a scene? What was that like for you?
Well, it was very cool, and I can tell you right now, it was not easy to do. Being used to being an actor and then suddenly having to be the one to direct the actors, it's like a huge shift in what you're used to. But with a little bit of work and with the great people I had on the set to help me get through it, and my great first AD, I got through it, and we got done in great time, about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Less than that, we had this short film done.
Wow, that is a fantastic production schedule if you can have it done in 2 weeks. Great job.
Thank you.
Now, explain to our audience, I guess, a little bit of the process of filmmaking. Everybody out there has seen a movie. We've all seen a short film or an animated short, but what is the process of actually making a movie from making the story to seeing something on your screen?
Well, first of all, you've got to get the talent and actually come up with the idea, of course. You get the talent, but you can either hire a casting director or do it yourself through websites like Actors Access, Backstage, and all that. Then once you got that, then you got to set the date. You got to get everyone ordered. You got to make sure that everyone show up and be there to do this movie. Then, of course, you got the actual filming. That's basic scan process, filming, they master the job. You gotta make sure everyone on the set is fed good, because if you got a hungry crew, they're not gonna work.
Yeah, you can only feed them so much pizza.
Yeah. Surprisingly, we only had one pizza day on set, and that was the busiest. So we are lucky to have pretty good food for everyone on the set. And then once the filming is done, everyone's tired, you got more work to do, get your butt up. You got to go through the editing process, which is you got an editor, and the director and producer work with the editor to make sure the movie gets to the right place and in the director's vision. And that's kind of a very simplified version of how to make a movie.
That is a great, great explanation of the whole process, Austin. And this is the first movie that, I mean, from beginning to end, that you have ever produced, created yourself.
Thank you, well, it's kind of the only movie I've written.
Yeah, because I mean, I know people. I'm just here to tell you, Austin. I personally know people that are actors, people that are directors of photography, After Effects creators, all kinds of things. And I don't know that any of them could explain as succinctly as you just did the process of making a film from beginning to end. That was so well done. You have such an incredible grasp at the age of 12 of an entire craft and art form.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, because it's a complicated field. It's not something that is extremely easy. You know, most people, whenever they're like, and granted, you have a lot of shoulders to stand on. You're surrounded by some great people with good experience. And that's how Bill Gates and Steve Jobs did it, you know, with Apple and Microsoft. Like, Steve Jobs did not know how to program computers. He didn't know how to build computers. He knew people that did. So he had great ideas and he made it happen. And the fact that you have already started surrounding yourself by these other people and tapping their realm of knowledge and learning from them is great. It's fantastic.
You learn from experience, and what you pick up that experience to use to benefit yourself.
Yeah, most definitely. What was probably the the one thing I love asking, especially first-time directors, was what was the one big walk-away lesson that if somebody was like, man, I'm going to make my own movie tomorrow, that you'd go, okay, hold on, check this out. You know, like, what was your one big walk-away where you were like, wow, That was eye-opening, and I'm so glad that I learned that.
Listen to your crew and cast. If they have an idea or something, and you're just over there like, do this, do that, I need you to do exactly like this, come on. If you don't listen to them, you're not, the movie's not really going to get any far, because, well, if someone has a great idea you didn't know about, and you were like, hey, yeah, let's try that. Everyone might have, some might have an idea, they might want to do something a certain way, and if the director's too stern, or they just are too stubborn, then what good is that if you're not going to listen to people?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, that's part of a director's job. You have to take feedback there as well. From your actors, from your director of photography, from your lighting coordinator, everything.
Yes, it's a team project.
Yeah. Yeah, precisely. Their art is being expositioned as well. So it's good of you to have learned that so young. What would you say is probably the one thing that you learned on set that applies to your life every day, offset, just as a 12-year-old, at school, things like that?
Work hard. Being on the set, I had to work very hard as a director and an actor in the movie, making sure the entire set is doing well. That, of course, that was exhausting, and in everyday life, you're going to be doing some work and stuff, and that's kind of what I really picked up. It was really revolutionary, really.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound revolutionary or visionary, but it's something that that I think people need reinforced, you know? Like, I myself do live corporate AV, very much what's happening behind the scenes on a film set, but live every day. So when we do it, that only happens once. We don't get to do it again. Like, if we messed it up, we messed it up. That's gone. That show will never happen again. That person will never be on that stage again. It's hard, and you have to remember that it can be lost rapidly. So there's very much a presence of mind with that hard work. And though it's not rocket math, as we say in the industry, it's a very important lesson that applies everywhere. Work hard. A lot of people don't work hard, you know, and that's all right. No fault on them if you don't want to work hard. That's cool. But you've attained the things that you've attained and accomplished what you've accomplished because of your hard work.
Mm-hmm. You got to put 110% into it.
That's right.
You want to get it done the best it can be.
Absolutely. Now, what is the film submission process? Like, the post-production, everything's wrapped up. What has that been like for you? How has the film been received so far?
Well, my dad has been helping with a lot of that. We've been submitting it to a lot of film festivals in our area and in different states to get those out there, and hopefully... Well, we've been using Film Freeway to help submit to the film festivals. And one cool thing about that is they can help get your movie out to hundreds of different film festivals you can submit to, and even get discounts on them to lower the submission fee, which is just great if you're a new director and new to making a movie. Huh.
Nice.
It really helps you out.
Yeah, that's good to know. Great advice. Now, go ahead.
And that's different for all movies, really. Although for our movie, that's really the what we're doing, getting it submitted to film festivals and getting it out there.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just it. So many times in my career working with musicians, artists, things like that, they tend to use all their explosive power in the creation of the piece of art, and they save nothing for the aftermath, which is distribution, getting it out there. You know, how what is your plan? You've had this great master plan to achieve the piece of art. Now, what are you going to do to let people know that it exists? And yeah, it's a hard part of any industry to crack, to get to the point where you understand all that. And the, like I said earlier, the fact that you're 12 and are already grasping these ideas and already learning these lessons is fantastic. It's great. I see nothing but abounding great things for you because of your great work ethic.
Yes, marketing is key to a movie,
yeah,
or a book, or whatever you're creating.
Yeah,
you gotta market it.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. You gotta get it out there. And that's what most people don't consider on the back end of things, is how are you gonna let people know about it? I'm gonna ask you a couple of personal questions here, if that's all right. As far as school goes, what's your favorite subject to study?
Well, I think my favorite subject to study is probably science. That thing that really interests me in school, and something I really do the best at. Scored top 1% in my state for one of the STARS tests, they call it, in Texas.
Yeah. Great.
So.
Yeah, I was a science nut as well. So glad to hear that. The other question is, I know that you were saying earlier before we started the episode that you were busy working on a play right now. Do you personally prefer the stage or the screen? Which one do you prefer acting in?
Well, both are great, although I prefer doing screen, as it's easier to express more. With a stage, you gotta kind of be more all out, facing towards the audience and stuff like that. I think screen just allows you to be more natural, get into the flow easier, smoother. And that's what I like about it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome, the fact that you have had the experience in both already. I've always found it very essential for actors to have the experience in both live audience, drama, comedy, what have you, on stage, as well as scripted things on screen. So the fact that you've already got that going for you is fantastic, Austin. Before we let you go here in just a few minutes, what has it been like for you, over the last few years to kind of grow? Where do you see your path going from here?
So far, it has been a great journey I've been on, learning all this stuff and getting advice from everyone I've met and make it better for myself in this industry. It really will help me go into the future and see what I do there and see how mom turns out. People are very helpful, and everyone needs to understand that the people around you can help you out if you're interested in something. They might have some advice.
Yeah, and you know, with that in mind, what advice would you give to the aspiring actor And then what advice would you give to the aspiring writer director? I'd like both of those answered separately if you can, because I think that they're both very independent things, and not everybody has the volition or the wherewithal like you do to do both. You know, not everybody can wear both hats like that, Austin. So what advice would you give to the upcoming actor? What advice would you give to the aspiring writer-director?
Well, one thing I could give to both would be to, if you're passionate for something, just go out there and do it. If you want this thing done, it's not going to do itself for you. You gotta go out there and get it completed. And if I were to give advice separately for actors and for actors, don't give up. You're gonna get turned down by a lot of people, and you gotta be able to withstand that, have tough skin. Because one of these days you're going to find something that's truly going to be great for you. And for directors, as I said earlier, keep working and listen to the people you work with. And that'd be the advice I'd give.
Wow. Sage advice, folks, honestly. From someone who's worked in the industry for years and years, I couldn't explain it better. You've got a great grasp on what it is that you are, who that you are, Austin, and where you're going. And that's the key to all of it. That's the cornerstone to a great foundation, my friend. Kudos to you on everything that you have accomplished with the short drama Mom that was released this year, is being shopped out at festivals. Check your local festival calendar, folks, see if it's available. Do you have anything to promote, Austin? Do you have any upcoming appearances, perhaps your stage play that is coming up, any screenings of Mom going on anywhere?
Well, I have many things I can promote right now. Let's see if I can get them done pretty fast. We have Lovesick, which you can find on YouTube. It's called Lovesick by Amanda Lee. You can search that up on YouTube, and it is a short film I was in with someone named Maya Delgado, and they are someone who helped with the music and Mom, and she is very talented. Definitely check her out. We also got Murder Made Me Famous. I was in a while ago, one of my first projects. You can check that on the Reels website, I believe. And then for Mom, we got a Kickstarter campaign. GoFundMe campaign. Why do I get those mixed up? We have a GoFundMe you can go to, and so you don't have to type in a random link that they give you. You can just go to www.austinfox.com, www.austinfox.com/2x's, and you can help contribute to the GoFundMe piece, and we would really appreciate it to help get Mom going.
Yeah.
And that's kind of all I have to promote.
Yeah, all right. Well, and we will definitely throw links to all of those things inside the episode post as well, and help promote them for you, help get the word out. I think it is so important not only to help aspiring filmmakers, aspiring artists, aspiring musicians, not just by sharing this knowledge that you have, Austin, but also by sharing art. That's what it's about. That's what carries culture on. That's what carries societies on. Despite anything else, cultures are ultimately judged by their art. That's what we have left as the record is what did we culturally produce? And the fact that you're out there, you're doing that, you're helping encourage other people to do it is great. So we will help support you in any way that we can and throw all the links to all that fundraising right up on our website for you. So thank you so much for coming on the show, Austin. Please do hold the line for just a moment as we close out while you are online checking out the work of Austin Fox. You can also check out the Talking Sound Podcast, talkingsoundpodcast.com. That's where you can find all of the episodes, all of the articles. That's where you can find the freelance AV directory, where if you're a freelance AV technician like myself, you can find companies that hire folks like us all across the country. If you don't see companies in your area that you know about, pay it forward, folks. Let me know, and we will add it there absolutely free. So check it out. Go online. HC Universal Network is our mother network. Take care, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your hearing. Until next time, keep reaching for 11. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Talking Sound.